think it is like that, that you can't capture the love of business once you become
real mature. Sure. Mentally, they're no longer your lover.
Hmm.
Physically, no way could they be. You start thinking them differently. And you really do.
Hmm.
You feel, you know, you enjoy going out with them, you enjoy living with them, but it'd be like living with a roommate, you know, just a plain roommate.
How long were you with Rosemary when this began to happen?
After, you mean?
Yeah.
I think the first 5 years were lovers, you know,
mm-hmm.
that relationship. And then I would say the last 3 years we drifted further apart and became just friends, you know.
What would happen in a situation like that? Would you find yourself attracted to other women
then?
No,
I wasn't. I really wasn't. And it wasn't that I was attracted to anybody. It just happened, and it happened so quickly. It probably took a long time happening. But to me, it seemed like it happened so fast that I wasn't aware of it. But it was happening so slowly that I wasn't aware of it. You know, each day was another day of where you were just friends. That's it.
Did you miss the sexual aspect? Did you worry about it?
Well, it became a problem for us because neither one of us wanted to talk about it. And that's bad. But we eventually did talk about it, and I don't know, I just said I couldn't do it.
And what'd she think?
Well, actually, she was really more romantic than I was, I think. She was also younger.
How much younger?
7 years.
And so, when at the end, did she find herself attracted to other women?
Mm-hmm.
Like she did? Yeah. And did she feel that if you couldn't have a romantic relationship, then she would like to move on?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And is that how the relationship ended?
Mm-hmm.
And then, did you all the time live in your apartment?
Yeah, I stayed in my apartment.
And then she moved out.
Well, no, we had moved.
You'd moved. Mm-hmm.
From the original place where we had lived.
Uh-huh.
We already moved. And from the second apartment, she left and got her own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, we saw each other all the time, you know. Even when, like, she started dating or anything, you know. And she was really not dating seriously. She was dating and whatever. But I was dating too then.
Did it make you feel bad that she began to be interested in other people? No, you
don't. No, because that was fair.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And did she start seeing somebody before the relationship ended?
No, the relationship ended.
Yeah. And she started seeing someone.
Yeah. She may have been interested in someone. She never said she was. Mm-hmm.
Did you feel real bad? When it finally was all over, did you feel alone and you said that's
right? Well, it was never really over, you know what I mean? Because we continued our friendship, and it was just like, you know, the only difference was that we weren't living together.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw each other, we went out to dinner, we went out and drank, we, you know, went to movies, and it was just like, but it was from two different households.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't, you know, that closeness.
And you weren't jealous of her new lovers?
No. No, I wasn't.
And you were already...
I didn't like one of them, because she was... someone I knew. And it wasn't because I knew her that I didn't like her, or rather that I resented this. It's because I never had liked her.
Hmm.
So it was just someone that I didn't care for.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured, well, if she's all right with her, fine, you know.
Hmm.
But she wasn't.
It didn't go over anything.
Mm-hmm.
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 How long were you single after you broke up?
Couple of years, maybe 2 years.
And so you would date people?
But I was dating, yeah.
In those days, when you would date people, was it likely that after you date somebody for a few times, you might go to sleep with them?
Oh, sure.
And then it didn't mean...
Not even a few times.
Yeah, you might
sometimes,
date.
Sometimes, you know.
And that didn't make it any more serious or
no,
not?
No,
you
no.
just
no.
got to sleep then?
Or just something, you know, that you did.
Uh-huh. And then you'd find out who you liked,
yeah,
and then
right.
you'd get more serious about it. Let's see, I wonder if there's anything else I wanted to ask you about Rosemary and you. Well, the kinds of things you did, like that's from 56 to 64, right,
mm-hmm.
that you two are together. So the kinds of things you did would be like go to the bar, go to social events, like sporting events and stuff. What other kinds of things would you do?
Well, I went to a lot of house parties. A lot of people were awful at house parties all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the bar.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you'd go to house parties and go to the bar afterwards. You know.
Were there more house parties in Rosemary in your set than with when you were with June? Or about the same?
I would say about the same, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think there was more.
Who would organize these house parties? Like,
well, if you hung around with a particular group, you usually went to one's house one weekend,
uh-huh.
you know, the other one. We took turns.
Uh-huh. So at the end
so
of
it
a
wasn't
week-
just one house you were going to all the time, you know.
Uh-huh. So at the end of one Saturday night, somebody might say, well, why don't you come to my house next weekend?
Yeah,
then,
right.
Then that's how it would always go. And then people would have drinks and dinner?
No, like snacks. Usually went after dinner.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it was dinner, but most of the time it was like a little lunch. You know, sometimes they'd play cards, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or play records and sit around and talk, and you know.
So it would be after dinner on a Saturday night or sometimes
night.
In the Saturday afternoon?
No, it wasn't Saturday
afternoon.
No, usually it was Saturday night. Huh. Friday night we always went to a bar. We never went to anybody's house.
And then Saturday night you
Saturday
go
night
you
usually went to someone's house.
Be like 20 to 30 people?
Sometimes maybe less, sometimes 10. Depending, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do people drink a lot?
I would say so. Yeah, I think so.
Mm. Were there many people who had problems with alcohol or
no.
not?
No. I would say out of all the people that I knew, there was really only one person I knew that had a drinking problem. I mean, really, you know, a drinking problem where she drank every day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, no, I didn't find that they had a drinking problem. They all functioned. They all carried had, you know, responsible jobs and good jobs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this may have saved them, you know.
Right, because they
had a lot of responsibility. There wasn't that much unemployment then.
Uh-huh, right.
Or they had so much time on their hands, you know.
Right. Right, young people, they have a lot.
Right. They have a lot more problems, so they you know, can't get a job, you know. So they hang around the bars.
Right, were most of the people in this set teachers?
A lot of them were hospital work professionals. Like lab technicians, x-ray technicians, nurses,
uh-huh.
physiotherapists. June said we're, it's funny, June said we're mostly hospital
uh-huh.
profession, you know, medical profession.
Uh-huh.
And Rosemary said we're mostly teachers. Well, I guess you start coming because you have a lot more in common, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It is odd, yeah.
Can you think of anything that would be helpful that I didn't ask you about in your relationship with Rosemary in the period of the late 50s and the early 60s? The late 50s was the period of the Beat generation, right? Did that affect the gay community at all?
No. We never had, there was never any problem
because
they never came into the bars that we went to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never really remember outside of just a few altercations where a lot of smart guys would come in, you know, like in a group.
Mm-hmm.
They're always, you know, brave when there were numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really remember too much trouble, you know, with, like, guys off the street. Because most of the people who owned the bars, don't forget, they made their livelihood from us.
Mm-hmm.
They were more protective, I think, than they are now.
Were there any kind of artists or stuff that were on the fringes of your set, you know, lesbian artists who were trying to make it as artists and stuff? Did you know any people
no,
like that?
No, I only knew two gay boys that were artists, but I never knew a girl that was an artist.
Or a poet or anything
no.
like that. So the Beat kind of art didn't
no.
touch the community
no.
at
mm-hmm.
all. Oh, that's interesting. Were there any black lesbians yet in the bars that you can remember?
Mm-hmm. When I was with Rosemary, there were more. Then I saw a lot of black girls. In that era,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
than I had in the you know in the years that I was with June, I never saw black lesbians. You know, it just never came out.
So they would be at the bingo at the Mardi Gras.
That's right. That when those two bars opened, and the Havana Casino, those three bars, then you saw an influx of black lesbians. But I had never seen them before. Funny.
Did anybody from your set ever go with one?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think people were hostile to black lesbians?
No, but I think they're very prejudiced.
They're very prejudiced. So, like people wouldn't have wanted to have them in the house and stuff and
mm-hmm.
be sleeping with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's different now?
I think so, because I've never known girls who wanted black lesbians, and I do now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the younger kids, younger girls.
Right.
But I never knew a girl that wanted black lesbians, ever. And when I was going with June, I wasn't. Never knew.
Can you imagine any of them breaking up now and going with somebody who's black, any of those women from that state?
You mean Juno Rosner?
Uh-huh, or any of those two.
No. It's a different, well, they're older, too, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
They're older now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty set in their ways, you know.
Right.
I don't think so. I could be wrong. I'm not wrong about June. But I could be wrong about Rosemary, but I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that's an issue with her black friend. I just don't think so. I mean, I think when she was going to school, she probably knew black girls, you know, maybe she did, because it must have been black lesbians, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, can you think of anything else that would have been good for me to ask you about, or that you think was important in gay history and your life around that time, 56 to 65?
Well, I think the girls were closer to the gay boys. Long
uh-huh.
time, you know, years ago.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You don't have that anymore. They're not that friendly with them.
Right.
I mean, there's a definite separation. You know, when you go into a bar, I mean, you might see we're going to live or talk, say hello or whatever, but they don't go out with them or anything like that. See, we did.
You and Rosemary used to go out
Rosemary
with them?
Rosemary too. Oh, yeah.
Like you might go out on a Saturday night with them for
yeah,
dinner or...
right. And even to their houses. We're very close to gay boys.
Would they, let's say if your set got together, would there sometimes be gay boys in
Absolutely.
It?
How
did you meet these gay boys? From the bars?
From the bars. And a lot of them had, you know, I mean, they weren't as nutsy as they are, let's put it as they are today. Maybe they were promiscuous.
Uh-huh.
But they never, we never knew it, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Now today, they're much more swishy when they're out.
Right.
And there are, I'll tell you, if I were coming out and I went to a gay bar, if I were, you know, just coming out now, I don't think I would be friendly with the boys. Because they are different.
Huh. You mean they're more like
queens?
With
the nutsy craze and dancing and the way they dress. And yeah, they're very nully. And I like them. I don't misunderstand me. Because I like gay boys.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I like to be around. They're a lot of fun. They're cute. You know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not generalizing. A lot of them are nuts. You know. But they're not as serious as the girls. And maybe that's what makes them different. Maybe they don't get so involved. You know, that everything is a big catastrophe that happens. And they're probably happier.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't get that emotionally involved. I'm not saying that some of them don't, of course, you know. But they're more liberal in their relationship. You know yourself, if two guys have lived together, they still go out and date. They trick, you know. But they stay together, the two original guys, you know.
Why don't you think women do that? It's very rare for
women are too possessive.
Huh.
They're too jealous. They're consuming. And I think this is bad. Because sometimes I think, depending on you, the individual, you eventually want to get away. You know what I mean? It's too much, like this togetherness. You know, like, I have to be able to do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like where you're always together
right.
forever. I think you get tired of this. I mean, I think you should not lose your identity when you're going with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what happens in a relationship. With women, I know, everybody I've ever known that ever got away from any was because of this problem. They couldn't stand it, you know.
Did you feel that in your relationships
oh, sure.
with Rosemary? And
mm-hmm. Especially Rosemary.
She was very possessive.
Very, very possessive. And like if you were out, say you're out for an evening,
uh-huh.
and like if I'd be talking to someone, well, don't forget, I had known a lot more people
right.
than she did right. in Buffalo, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she'll say, what do you find so much to talk about with so-and-so? But it's because you've known somebody for so many years. You know, you do have a lot to talk about, especially if you haven't seen someone, you know.
Right. And you're very sociable.
Well, this is my problem, evidently, you know. I never felt that I was cruising or flirting or anything.
Uh-huh.
I just liked people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Genuinely, really. If I didn't like them, I didn't talk to them at all. mean, I'm not one for small talk.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
if I don't like you, forget it, you know. And I don't want you to come near me.
Uh-huh.
But if I like somebody, I'm very demonstrative, I'm affectionate, you know. Like if I see Avra in a bar or something, you know, I give her a kiss and hug her, you know. Or anybody that I happen to like, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, as I said, women, they don't allow for this kind of thing. And I think that's bad. You know, there's always the questions of, you know, if you like them, you know, you're flirting with them or whatever. And you're not. You know, I mean, everybody you talk to, you don't have an ulterior motive, you know.
Right.
But guys don't do this.
Did you find yourself jealous of Rosemary, too, or was it mainly one way?
Oh, sure. I'm not excusing myself. But I think this is unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never experienced this, and I didn't really like it in me, you know. But as I said, I think they're different. I think they're very different from the boys.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, there isn't that much flexibility, you know. There isn't that much freedom, I think.
It's really true.
Because when two girls live together, there's no such thing as, like, you can say to someone, like, I'm going to stop and have a drink after work with, you know, people you work with or something. There's that routine of coming home. And they make it, it's too domesticated. You know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, you become so involved. It's like being married then.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is what I fought against.
Yeah.
I felt like I had never escaped my marriage, you know. And that was one thing I hated about my marriage. I felt like I was trapped. I didn't like
that. How'd you work it out, finally?
I really never did work it out, ever.
It's a hard thing, I know.
But Rosemary has done this with... She's gone with two other girls since me. And she did this to both of them. And they both, you know.
Was it just the same thing with June, too?
June was a little more liberal than. She wasn't as consuming and as possessive. She, in her own little way, she was. She was, I think she required a lot more assurance. I mean, Rosemary was a little cockier, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, Rosemary was very different in her personality. June was much more of an introvert,
mm-hmm.
whereas Rosemary was an extrovert, you know, is an extrovert.
So June was much more self-sufficient.
Yeah,
she
right. She'd been on her own. She didn't have the protection of a mother and a father. Even though Rosemary's parents divorced and separated when she was a kid, they both, you know, really protected her and sheltered her from, you know, a lot of things. But you see, June's father didn't do this, and her mother was, her mother didn't do it either. So she really became a lot more, much more self-reliable than Rosemary,
mm-hmm.
I think. She could exist and live without a lot of people around her. She doesn't need that, you know. Well, Rosemary likes to be out, you know. Rosemary could never stay home a night unless she either had someone over or she was going to someone's house. Even today.
Even with you, she couldn't stay home a night with you, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about now.
Oh, I see.
No, she stayed home, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But as I said, she had a lot of things at school, too, which took her out of the house, you know. Whereas June didn't have this. I mean, unless she had an emergency, you know, then she stayed. But Rosemary was different. She was a different person. She was more outward.
How did you and Rosemary set up your relationship? Like, did one of you cook and one of you do the cleaning, or how was that done?
No, we both did. And so did June and I.
So you'd alternate who was doing
right.
The
I mean,
cooking.
One didn't always cook.
Uh-huh.
But, and we both shopped, you know.
Because you were both working,
cleaned.
Too.
Oh, sure.
Right. How'd you do it? Did you, like, on Saturdays, devote Saturday morning to cleaning the house, or?
No, sometimes we did it during the week.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have fights over cleaning?
Sure.
But did one of you...
Sometimes June and I never had a cleaning woman.
Uh-huh.
We always did our own. She was very, very frugal. But Rosemary and I... After it got to the point where it got to be ridiculous, we had a larger apartment, we had a dining room and a huge living room and two bedrooms and a den and a big kitchen, and it was really a lot of room, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was really a whole flat.
Uh-huh.
We got a cleaning woman, and this worked out better, because sometimes coming home from work, you don't feel like cleaning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was bad enough keeping up with our laundry, you know.
Right.
And that was nice. I enjoyed, that was good.
Uh-huh.
And we both paid, you know, for the cleaning lady, so there was not one person was paying for it, you know. And that worked out a lot better than knocking yourself out when you came home trying to clean.
Was that true of most of the people in your set, that
yes.
they had large
yes.
apartments and they...
And they usually had cleaning people, yes.
Uh-huh. And that certainly takes off some of the problems.
Well, sure it does. I mean, it's a lot easier. Don't forget, when you come home after a whole day, especially like if you worked overtime or if you had a bad day, I mean, who the heck feels like cleaning? A lot of times we eat out.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Rosemary and I ate out more than June and I did.
Uh-huh.
So I say it had changed, you know what I mean? The whole concept of gay life to me had changed. I mean, we had a clean room, we were eating out more. You know, it wasn't, it was different, it was very different.
Did June's set still not have a cleaning woman
mm-hmm.
or eat out? They still were much more at home. Mm-hmm. And people would have nice apartments so they could entertain it.
Oh,
stuff.
Sure.
Right. Well, you know, were there any single women in that set, or usually did people...
Yeah, there were. They weren't all couples.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, but now that I think about it, because
yeah.
you were single for
right.
a while, and that you would still be
But all
bored.
The while I was in both, you know, I mean, there were mm-hmm. a lot of single people that were hanging around with us, and, you know.
And single people would be invited over to people's
oh, sure.
houses as well as...
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just couples. We did this with the boys, too. A lot of them weren't living with anyone, you know.
Uh-huh. Hey, I think we got the 50s and 60s, early 60s have done pretty well. Can't think if I had anything. Well, we could always come back. Can you think of anything else I might have missed?
I can't, because I don't know what you require.
Well, just trying to learn
you know,
about gay
yeah,
life, right? A gay community and
That's
stuff.
Hard, you know, it's hard recalling, you know, like the
uh-huh.
sequence. That's what I find
uh-huh.
trouble, is like coordinating, you know, my thoughts. Because I, as I said, I moved up with two people, remember?
Right, right. You got them confused as to who they
I
did.
Forgot what year, you know.
Well, I know one other thing. Like, I can't remember. You discussed this on the last tape, but I forgot. Clear. Like, you had said you had thought that June had wished that you were a man and identified as a man, but did you say that for Rosemary
no.
as well?
No.
She didn't?
No. No, but Rosemary would always, you know, kid around and say, oh, if I come back, you know what I mean? But it was not a big problem with her. She was not unhappy being a woman.
Uh-huh.
Whereas June talked a lot about being wanting to have been a man, and, you know.
Mm.
I think it was much more important to her. Maybe because, as I said, they dressed her. I told you that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they identified with men more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is odd, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is odd if you think about it, because
yeah.
you're so clearly a woman.
Or men shoes, men pants. Well, they do this today, too. I mean,
uh-huh.
some of them do. But I don't think they identify with men as much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're busy doing their own thing, and I don't think they're unhappy being women, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I don't know. I think some are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Not as much. I think particularly the youngest set, they really are so proud to be women.
Right. Well, don't forget, now they've got all the women's movements now. They never had any of this stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
There were no women's clubs and women's... I mean, it was most unusual to hear of an exclusive women's club, you know,
uh-huh.
where women attended and had their own meeting places and all that. It just wasn't that kind of thing.
But it's still funny today if all these women are so proud to be women and yet they wear all men's clothes a lot. It's a little strange,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right. But as I said, I think this is part of course, don't forget, in the 40s, June wore men's things, you know, men's pants,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
men's shoes.
Does she wear as much men's clothes today? Less.
No.
Huh.
No men's clothes.
What do you think is responsible for the change?
Well, I think she's actually looked crazy as an older woman. She's 60-something years old now. 62? 63? 63? I mean, eventually, you got to change. I don't think she could have gone on that actually was a masquerade, really. Don't you think?
Yeah, well, it is. If you.
And she had a job where you didn't have to get dressed. You wore a uniform. So that saved her there. It wasn't like she had to wear a dress to work every day, you know.
Could she wear white pants?
Now she can.
But she couldn't then. She had to wear white pants.
None of them wore pants.
White skirts.
They wore those white lab coats, you know.
Oh, yes, they cover you pretty well.
But they wore a skirt underneath.
But Rosemary was more kind of conscious that she was a woman, but she played a butch role.
Right. And don't forget, in her era, slacks were in. I mean, you didn't look at somebody who was selling a pair of slacks and like, you know, oh my God, look at that one, you know. Because everybody wore slacks.
And you could get women's slacks, right?
Sure.
Right. Well, in June's time, you couldn't.
No, they had to have them made.
Right.
I remember the shop that they went to. It was a place on Chippewa Street. They used to make, you know, girls, it was about the fly in the front, you know, that kind of thing. The fly was on the side, the zipper was on the side. But they had to be tailor-made. And selling in the stores on racks, you know, like now you go in, nobody wore jeans.
Right, in the 60s, that's in the late 50s, I remember going to college and I could buy women's slacks.
Right, but not in the 40s.
Right, that's interesting. I hadn't realized that there'd be a time when you couldn't get any
slacks.
That's
right. Because they would really look down on people. They started wearing slacks. The only people who wore slacks in the 40s or the people who worked in defense plants.
And would they buy men's work
but
pants?
Only because of the type of work they were doing, and it was more comfortable than wearing a skirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they may have bought men's for boys or something. I don't know. I don't know what they bought. They certainly didn't fit them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember seeing, you know, women with slacks that shouldn't be in slacks because they just never fit them correctly. But that, I mean, you always knew who worked in defense lines because of the way they dressed. It's funny.
It is. When you and Rosemary were together, were you kind of, did you used to talk about or wish that things were different for gay people?
Oh, sure. So did I with June, though.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
As I said, it was much harder when I was with June. I think there was a lot more animosity towards gay people. In no way were they as accepted as they are now. No way.
Mm-hmm. Had it already gotten better by the 50s?
But not great.
Not great.
Okay. No. Uh-huh. It got better.
Did Rosemary have to be more careful than June because she was a teacher?
Oh, yes.
She did. And was that bothersome for the two of you?
No, because she never made that a problem. She really didn't. Like I said, she was a lot more, she could accept a lot more than June could. Really. I mean, it didn't bother her to have to dress.
Mm-hmm. Right, and she didn't get upset.
She would dress
about
for
it. She didn't resent it.
Never. No, she didn't.
What kind of precautions did she have to take?
Well, you could not go to gay bars, really. You shouldn't go to gay bars. This is what she said. And if we went, we're always worried about somebody seeing her and this kind of thing. I said, if they're here, what are they here for? You know?
Uh-huh.
Why should you worry about that? But she did.
So did you go to gay bars less than with June?
Yes, we went to more house parties, I would say.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Real. So now you're single again. did you say a few years, 2 or 3 years until?
Two.
2 years.
Between Rosemary?
Mm-hmm.
And Dawn, yeah.
Right. How'd you meet Dawn?
At a bar. But I had known her before.
How'd you know her?
Well, she hung around the same bar I hung around. And I've seen her in the bar many times.
Which bar?
The Carousel.
When does the Carousel open?
Oh, gee, the Carousel was open. I'd say, I can't think of time. 50s? Late 50s?
So
I'd say late 50s.
First it was the Mardi Gras, the bingo.
After Ralph Martin's and Ryan's, there was Mardi Gras, Bingo's, and Havana Casino.
Uh-huh. And then?
Then it was, we mostly went to the Carousel with June, though, too. So it was always open, but it was never really a gay bar per se. You know, it was like on Chippewa and Ellicott, Uh-huh. And the market was open then.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people would, you know, stop in for a beer, that had been shopping and that kind of thing. But it really and truly wasn't a gay bar until, I'd say, the last maybe 5 or 6 years that it was open. It was run by a woman.
When did it close?
Oh, God. Late 60s.
So it became a gay 60s. Bar in the early yeah. 60s.
But I hadn't seen Dawn, no Dawn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to say hello to and that kind of thing. And as I said, you know, I always knew her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you'd come into the bar and she'd sit down and sit
with you.
We'd
sit and talk, or we'd have a drink together. Uh-huh. Whatever, you know.
Would you sometimes go up and join her, or would she always come join you, or didn't it matter?
Yeah, either way.
Either
didn't make
way.
Any difference.
Would you dance together, too?
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
We did have a lot of fun. But at that time, she was drinking a lot. And much more than now. But of course, that she was at odds with herself, you know. She really wasn't really doing anything constructive. And she was very immature, I thought, you know. But then I had seen her, like, maybe 5 or 6 years later, and she was a little different, you know. I mean, she had changed
mm-hmm.
somewhat,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the better.
So you kind of dated and...
Yeah.
And then...
Then we lived together.
How long were you dating before you lived together?
Oh, gee, not too long, I'll tell you that. I think it was only maybe a month or so, if that. Probably, I would say, maximum month.
So you fell right in love.
Yeah, I really did like her. I really did. I like, I still do. I'll always have a soft spot in my head for her. I do. I really do like her. We're very good friends. Very close friends.
What do you think makes people fall in love?
I don't know. You have to like something about them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I don't think I could really... I think I have to really like someone. You know, before I could... not before I could go to bed. Not that part.
Uh-huh.
But before I could really want to live with them, you know,
uh-huh.
like share my life with them, you know. I mean, that's important to me. But I think it starts out by liking someone as a person, you know,
mm-hmm.
respecting them. And then I think you fall in love. You know, I think it just happens. But I don't think you fall in love first before you know someone. I think that's different.
So this is, you kind of get to know a person.
Yeah, right.
And do you think, well, let's say, going back to Rosemary, remember we talked about that after you're together for a while, it becomes more like a friend. So what happens is you're not really in love with them in the same way anymore.
No, you love them,
uh-huh,
but you're not in love with them.
Uh-huh.
There's a difference.
Yeah, there is. So you and Dawn, did Dawn move in with you?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you living then?
On Park Street.
Where's Park Street?
Right on the corner.
Oh, I know.
Right up the valley.
Uh-huh. And was that big apartment with the dining room and all that you had with Rosemary?
No. No, no. That was on Bryan Street.
Huh. And so when Rosemary moved out, you gave up that apartment?
No, we moved on Park Street, Rosemary and I.
And was it a big apartment?
No, not as large as the one on Bryan.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And then she moved...
It still was 2 bedrooms, but it didn't have a dining room.
So she moved out, and then
she moved out from there.
And then you were alone for 2 years there.
About 2 years. I don't think it was 2. I was dating for those 2 years too.
Uh-huh.
I dated quite a few people.
But you didn't get into anything
no.
much with them.
Mm.
Huh. Like what? Going back to that period, like, do you think, like, you date somebody, you might be on and off with them for a month or so, but nothing would ever come of it? Is that how it worked?
No, I don't even think it was like that particular type of thing. Like if you were dating, I wasn't dating just one person.
You dated a lot of people.
Yeah, I wasn't dating just one. I was,
mm-hmm.
you know, I went out with many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't like anyone in particular. Otherwise I wouldn't have been dating the other people.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all different, you know, different personalities and different people. I really didn't want anybody to live with me. You know, I didn't like anybody that well. Or be able to live with them, you know.
Did you mind being single?
No, I loved it. I really didn't like it. I always had a dog. Uh-huh. And I have a large family. You know, they take up a lot of my time.
And you have a lot of friends,
too. Yeah.
So that it really has to be somebody special for you to see.
I think so, because I don't think I could have just, you know, like shoved another person down my family's throat. And I kept thinking, oh my God, not again to these poor people, you know.
Wait, do they accept all your lovers?
Eventually, not at first.
What did they do, say?
I just kept thinking, oh my God, one more, you know. I think with each one, with the end of each one, like when they moved, you know, or I was by myself again, I think they were kind of sort of relieved, thinking that, well, that's it. You know?
I think now she's straightened out.
That's rough. Uh-huh. And they probably think, oh, she finally came to her senses or something, you know. Because they were all married. Uh-huh. And this is very difficult for two sisters and six brothers to be married and accept a sister as a lesbian. It's very hard for them. I know that now.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't at one time because I thought, oh my God, they're being so ridiculous, you know. What are they making such a big thing of this for, you know?
Would they invite your lovers to family occasions? Mm-hmm. So you would always go alone.
Mm-hmm.
So Rosemary never got invited to family occasions.
Well, she more so than June. And then Dawn more so than Rosemary.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think they changed too.
They say, well, this woman is like this.
Well,
she's not
going
to change.
You've got to either reject her or accept her, so.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What did they do with their kids? Were they honest about it with their kids?
No. They don't say this is Aunt Judy's girlfriend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Friend.
Mm-hmm.
All the kids know. Yeah.
Yeah, they probably didn't even pay any
no.
attention.
Mm. But I think my family is much more receptive to my friends now, you know. At least they don't bug me about anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's got to do also with the gay movement having developed?
Probably. They probably realize that they're not as horrible as everybody makes them out to be. But don't forget, I know myself. They see a lot of gay people that really, I don't know how to put this, that really aren't the cream of the crop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They see the ones that are always like hanging around the bars on Trip Wall,
mm-hmm.
such as someone you know you interviewed. That's her hang up, the Wonder Woman. They saw all this kind of person. Or, I mean, and I think this is kind of hard for them to swallow. Like, my two brothers, three brothers had taverns.
Mm-hmm.
And my one brother had a gay bar. And I think he became more tolerant after he had a gay bar. And then my two brothers had a bar that became gay.
Hmm.
And I think they became a lot more understanding after they were around gay people, because they changed, you know, their attitude and their raw and their thinking, you know.
Hmm. What
because they got to know some of the gay people, and they realized that, you know, they weren't all, you know, funny and degenerates and whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. What bars did they have in the city?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But they had, so they were, was that after you were already going with June that they had gay bars, or before that?
After June.
After June. So that they already knew you were gay at the time.
Oh, sure.
Did you ever go to their bars?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Do they still contemplate having gay bars?
No, they're older now, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they were mixed bars, men and women.
Oh, yes. Gay boys and gay girls? Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah. And they were next bars. They really were.
How long did they last? For several years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful. What was it like going to a
but
bar?
But I think they enjoyed. I think they enjoyed knowing that it wasn't all, you know, garbage and riffraff. And, you know, I think once they had gay bars. Now these are three boys, three men.
Uh-huh.
Once they had these bars, I think they understood better, and I think they became their attitude toward me. I'm sure changed because I know it did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they weren't as intolerant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, they didn't mind my coming in. Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
Do you think they would have thought of having a gay bar if you hadn't been gay?
That's a good question. I really don't know. I really don't know. I've often thought of that. I wonder.
When your brothers had bars, did they have more than one bar at a time?
You mean beside the one?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So they were really...
Well, my one brother has had 1, 2, 3 bars. My other two brothers had 2 bars together. They got along well, so they always were partners. My other brother was alone. He always had his own. And he had 3, and the other had 2. And, let's see, that my sister was involved in bars. My sister and her husband owned 3 bars. They still own one, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's funny, isn't it? In the family, so many, you know, 4 people out of our family. But, like, even in my sister's bar, the one bar in the city, the other one not, as I said, in town. But, like, even her bar, a lot of the gay kids went to because they knew she was my sister.
And she
that did not bother her. You know, she never ran a gay bar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she would have encouraged it, because they had a lot of the post office trade, and I don't think that that would have really indulged her well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, there was their livelihood. They were right across in the post office.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They had a tremendous business. There's a laundry right there next door. And they got all that business, plus parcel post, plus mailman.
Uh-huh.
Did very well, plus the neighborhood trade. That was a very successful bar. And of course, this one is too. But that's a good question. I really never really knew if they decided to have a gay bar or it just happened. I really don't know. It may have just happened.
What do you think of these current bars, like Valentino's? Well, that's closed now.
I never was there.
No, were there Mean Alice's?
Mean Alice's I like.
Is it like the old bars?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. That's why I like Mean Alice's. I think Mean Alice's is very similar to Ralph Martin's.
Huh.
You know, it's very co-ed. And I think it's a place to go and have a good time for the younger kids. I really do. You know, dancing, and it's fun for them.
Yeah,
because there aren't that many places they can go and do this, you know.
And that's what Ralph Martin's
is. Yeah, it was a fun place, you know, to go there and dance and have a good time and have a couple of drinks. And I think this is great. I really do.
Did women ever get thrown out of Ralph Martin's? Because they get thrown out sometime.
Well, I think if they started any problem, I don't think he would differentiate.
Uh-huh.
But he never just threw out women, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He liked the women.
What about the Villa?
I never went to the Villa.
Uh-huh.
That was never a bar that I ever went to. I went there a couple of times, but it was not a bar I liked.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly couldn't, you know, give you an opinion on that.
Mm-hmm.
Don would. Don used to go in there.
Right. What about Rosie's?
Oh, Rosie's I like.
I do too.
Yeah, I do like Rosie's. Rosie's is a nice type of bar. Helen never lets it get disorderly or rowdy. And I think she's smart. I think she's a good businesswoman.
Mm-hmm. Were there bars like that in the 60s?
No.
Mm-mm.
They're much more commercial.
Okay, back to you and Dawn. So you and Dawn were together for 5 years?
6.
6 years, huh? And the same thing, it started very romantic, and then did the same thing happen,
yeah,
that it became more like friends?
She became more like a good sister, I think. I think I felt differently towards her. I'm more protective.
Uh-huh. How long did
Maybe
the...
Maybe I was more vulnerable, you know?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean towards people and, you know, like everything that happened. I mean, she really and truly was a very irresponsible kid. You know, she was very different than Rosemary and June. And I think I felt a little more protective, you know,
mm-hmm,
towards her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in what ways was your, in what other ways was your relationship different between her and, between Dawn and you and your other relations?
It was very different, Brian. I can't even tell you why or how.
Did you like the difference?
Well, at that particular time, no, because I found that I was the responsible one, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Lisa Dawn was still, like, trying to find herself. She had a lot of problems. Yeah. moved away from home when she was a kid. I was going to go to a convent and that kind of thing. I think her life was very different from June and Rosemary's. No, I think her, I would say she was an entirely different personality.
Mm-hmm.
Not any less lovable or anything like that, but very irresponsible. I mean, nothing bothered her, you know. Really, nothing really did bother me. And I think I became more protective. I became the stronger, and that I didn't like too well.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it bothered me, because I thought that, like, my personality was changing or anything like that. I just felt like it was too one-sided. And she had a drinking problem. And but it wasn't, as I said, it wasn't anything that she could help. I mean, she was just a weaker person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think if she had had like a little more supervision, she wouldn't have left home so young. And I think she would have looked different, you know. Because she wandered around, you know, bad if I went from here to there. She'd stay like at Madeline's one night, and she'd like Moe's another night, and Bob's.